You know, if we need to get out and stretch the legs and do a bit of exercise and maybe feel a little good about ourselves, you just get out and go for a little bit of a walk. We're going to find out this morning if that alone is enough to keep us at our prime optimum level of fitness. And someone that's got some thoughts on that is Dr. Clint Miller from Deakin University, their School of Exercise and Nutrition Services there. Good morning, Clint. Going for a walk, is that enough to keep us healthy?
Okay, Mark, it's a great question. Is walk sufficient? In the short answer is yes, it is for many things, but not everything. Walking, as you know, is a really good aerobic type of exercise, which means that it's great for your heart and your lungs and your ability for your body to take out the oxygen and use that for energy. But it's not as good for things like building strength.
Okay, so if we just want to keep at the level we're at, yeah, sure, go for a walk, but if we want us to do something more, we're going to have to do something more.
Yeah, you might look, for people that haven't exercised a great deal or haven't exercised for a long time, they might find that walking does, you will notice some improvements in lower body strength. But after you've been walking for, you know, 3-6 months, you'll notice that those gains in strength probably aren't as obvious anymore.
Okay, so walking in and of itself, what are some of the benefits that we will notice from putting a daily walk into our activity?
Yeah, look, there's a whole range of different benefits, from health-specific benefits, so, you know, reduction in cardiovascular disease, risk, type 2 diabetes, some types of cancers can help to prevent and manage mental health issues. In fact, even if you started exercising today for 30, 45 minutes and continue that 5 days a week for the next 8 to 12 weeks, you'll reduce your risk of dying early by about 13%.
Which is good.
That's brilliant. I'd take those odds. but from a fitness perspective, oh, wow, you know, you'll improve the ability of those muscles to actually to take the oxygen from the blood. So your capillaries, those really fine arteries, get more efficient. Your heart can pump more strongly. And you can actually test that yourself.
Okay, so how do we go about that?
You'll actually notice health improvements after one single bout of moderate intensity exercise.
Wow.
So if you, yeah, I know, it's amazing, isn't it? And you think, oh, come on, get out of here. But if you go out for a moderate intensity walk, which is something, an intensity where you start to notice a little bit of a change in your breathing, you might get a little bit puffed, but you don't have to be gasping for air, then your blood pressure will come down as a result of about 20 or 30 minutes of that exercise. And so if you've got a blood pressure kit at home, or you know a chemist that's got a blood pressure monitor in store, before you go for your walk, check your blood pressure and then go for a good brisk walk, come back, sit for a couple of minutes and then check your blood pressure again and it'll come down.
So it really sounds like there are some benefits, even just adding a walk every now and then. So I'll ask you this last question, Clint. Is the weather okay where you're at today? Can you get out and do pound the pavement a bit?
I've actually just come in from being outside. I'm working with this lovely gentleman. He's about 70. He wants to start sprinting, 100-metre sprints in the Masters. And we've just been doing some walking and some running out in the oval. Nice little drizzle. And for those that don't go out walking in the rain, I find the best place or best time is when you've got that little bit of drizzle, it's a little bit fresh, and it's just a really nice way to get in touch with nature again, I think.
And the gentleman that you've been working with, he's not showing you up too much, is he?
No, I'm trying to hold him back a little bit. I can't afford that.
No, that's good. Clint, thank you so much for your time discussing a good walk with us this morning.
Excellent. Thanks very much, Mark.
He is Dr. Clint Miller from the Deakin University School of Exercise and Nutrition Services. So there you go. If the gentleman he's working with can do it, 70-odd, I'm sure we all can as well. 2NURFM, it's 9:26.